So a gain of about 13 yards there when all said and done, but a personal foul against the Pirates, like Ron was saying. So first and 10 and then some for the Bearcats.
Well, about 25-yard play, but it puts it all the way down to the 40-yard line, yard line of the Pirates. And so the Bearcats have to score, though, in bunches.
Yeah, no kidding. So instead of 60 yards to the end zone, it is 40 yards to the end zone for Ubley with 7:05 remaining in this one. Harbor Beach leading 34-16 as Ubley coming out in the wing tee once again. Drake back in the game after twisting his ankle there on the touchdown play. Drake hands it off to number 45, Jimmy Shaw, as he pushes forward for about 4 yards. Brought down at the 44-yard line in Harbor Beach territory, 36-yard line in Harbor Beach territory.
Cole Hart and number 71, Mike Lukowski, again on the hit for the Pirates.
So for Ubley, their offense has been mostly number 5, Jason Coffin, with 22 carries, and then Jimmy Shaw with 16. Coffin with 98, Shaw with 96. And this is a handoff to number 12 around the right side, and he gets close to the first down marker, number 12. That is Nick Sweeney.
And number 52 for the Pirates, Brandon Oswald, made the hit. So it looks like it's going to be a little short, though, of a first down.
That's about a gain of about 4.5. I'm going to call it 5 yards. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 here for the Bearcats at the 1-yard line. Wing T for the Bearcats, bringing everyone into the box except for one for Harbor Beach. Handoff to number 5, Jason Coffin. Fumble on the play as it comes down, and Harbor Beach is on it. Aaron Ginther jumps on that one. When all said and done, Coffin was about a yard short of the first down, and then all of a sudden it popped out.
Well, I thought he was down by contact.
That almost did look like he was down by contact. But
yeah, but they called it a fumble because when he hit the ground, he fell, and Drake the quarterback is going over there and saying something to that official, but to no avail. He called it a fumble, and that's what it is.
And this is the GTC, so there is no instant replay at this level of the game.
No, not quite.
That's on Saturdays.
No.
Yep. So, just like that.
Wrong day, Clark.
No, excuse me. I get my days mixed up. It's a long weekend, you know, when it's always a home football for Michigan State as well, as I work for the Spartan Radio Network as well. So, first and 10 for the Pirates, and Ubley trying to draw them on a false start, and it was an offsides, in fact. Turned
by the Bearcats.
By the Bearcats, yeah.
Yes, because they were going to blitz everybody on that one, and the Pirates are going on a long count, trying to draw them offside, and that's exactly what they did.
So a 5-yard penalty against the Bearcats there brings up 1st and 5 for the Pirates at their own 35-yard line. With 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this one in Ubley. 34, Harbor Beach. 16, Ubley. As Kraft keeps it for himself, rolls to his left. He has men all over him, and he's brought down in the backfield. Loss of 2.
That's the first time tonight they've been able to corral him, and it looks like
number 61.
61 for the Bearcats, and that being Josh Kabotsky on that one.
So a loss of 2 there for the Pirates, bringing up 2nd and 7. Eli Kraft brought down in the backfield on the keeper. So 2nd and 7 from their own 33-yard line.
Harbor Beach leading in this one, 34-16.
And I have a score update from Marlette. Marlette now leading 20-14 over Sandusky with 2:30 left in the third.
Third or fourth quarter?
Third quarter.
Third quarter, okay.
So Marlette taking the lead over Sandusky right there, but it's 2nd and 7 for the Pirates at their own 33-yard line as Kraft hands it off, and there's a fumble on the play. Looks like it was intended for number 47, Aaron Ginther, and he falls back up on it. That could have been a game-changer there for
right.
Ubley.
Well, it would at least give him the ball in good field position, but they didn't get it as Aaron Ginther jumped on it and saved it, so let's bring up a 3rd down and long for the Pirates here.
So no gain on that one after the fumble, so it's 3rd and 7 now for the Pirates. Now back on about their 32.5-yard line. Moving left to right across your radio, Harbor Beach in the white helmets, white jerseys with black lettering and black pants. Ubley in black pants, black jerseys, black helmets, black socks, black shoes with orange lettering.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what I like.
No, correct. You're just the radio man here.
Yeah.
So Kraft pitches it to his left to Sloan Klasky, who moves ahead for about 5 yards. Not enough for a first down, though. Hopefully defense showing up there, keeping them short of the first down by about 3 yards. Gain of five for Sloan Pulaski.
Tom Selleck made the hit for the Bearcats, so it'll bring up a fourth down now. And
fourth and three. Fourth and three for the Pirates. Is that the punt team out there? I really can't tell.
Well, they switched some people again, so it looks like it. So.
And indeed they do. They have number 81, Tom Sutherland, the punter out there now. He's back on his own 24-yard line. The line of scrimmage out at the 38-yard line.
Well, Bearcats got to go for a block punt.
And they are. They have no one in the backfield to take this one. So Sutherland's ready for it. Trying to milk the clock. Waiting for the snap. There's the snap. And the punt is off. And that one's going to sail down. Hits about the 28-yard line. Great bounce. Holy cow. And this one's going to stop right at the 2-yard line.
Wow, beautiful.
Holy cow.
Punt and roll by Sutherland.
I am going to start hanging out on him with lottery days. That one from the... He punted that one from the 25-yard line, like we said. That ended up at the 2-yard line. So a heck of a punt there from Sutherland and the Pirates.
I would go to Bayport State Bank and put all your banking needs with them.
Now, wait a minute. They have the ball out of the 25-yard line all of a sudden.
Well, see, there's a sideline over there, Clark.
I suppose. Yes, I was looking at the wrong. There's a set of cones. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my bad on that one. They're probably taking over at about the 24-yard line, first and 10, and they have room to run. They're around to the right side. And they are forced out of bounds. Looks like number 11, the ball here. That's Austin Drake, the quarterback on the keeper.
And I'm not sure. It looks like number 52 for the Pirates, Brandon Oswald, forced him out of bounds. So the Bearcats have to, I believe, go away from the game plan and start airing it out.
Yeah, there's not much time left. With only 3 minutes left, and they're down by 18, 34-16. Harbor Beach over Ubley right now. They're on their own. Ubley's on their own 29-yard line, second and six here. It's still in the wing tee. Drake looking back to pass.
He's wide open.
Rose to his left, and he has number 12 wide open, but it is deflected. Aaron Ginther comes out of nowhere to deflect that one.
Good closing speed on him as he, number 12 for the Bearcats, was open.
Nick Sweeney was the intended ball receiver there, but tipped just enough by Aaron Ginther to make that an incomplete pass, bringing up second and six. Stopping the clock, though, with 2:55 left. Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 16 on Ubley homecoming. So, Ubley coming out still in the wing tee. Expect to pass like last play here. Austin Drake is 1-for-4 on through the air right now. And he hands this one off to the left side, Jason Kaufman. He has room to run. He breaks a free of a tackler and a second tackler, and he's finally brought down to the 45-yard line.
Travis Esmaker brought him down, Clark, but not before he brought up a bunch.
So that's a 16-yard carry there for Jason Kaufman, his 24th of the night. He now has 115 yards. So first and 10, keep those chains moving for Ubley. They're on their own 45-yard line with 2:46 remaining in this one in Ubley. Ubley needs, like you said, needs to score in bunches all of a sudden. Drake under center, wing tee, trying to hurry this one along. Harbor Beach, 10 men in the box. Drake back to pass. Two receivers down the field. Drake hitting some pressure, and he's going to throw this one. Tries to get to number 12, Nick Sweeney, but a little too low. Sweeney dives out at about the 50-yard line, incomplete, and it's going to bring up second and 10.
That would have been a tough catch to come up with, Clark, because Sweeney dove for it. But
toward the
quarterback, yeah. And he got his hands underneath the ball, but when you're on the ground, it's kind of hard to squeeze it in there.
Yes, indeed. So, second and 10 from the 45-yard line of Ubley territory. 55 yards to the end zone for Ubley, going right to left across your radio at 2:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 16. Harbor Beach came out early in this one, and they've hung on so far. Drake rolls to his right, keeping it for himself. Gets to the line of scrimmage, then has five more yards until he's brought down by about three Harbor Beach defensive players there. Gain of five brings up second and five at the 50-yard line.
It looked like number two led the way, Travis Esmaker for the Pirates, along with number 61, Cody Puff.
Excuse me, that's now third and five after the incomplete pass there I forgot about. So third and five for the Bearcats. They're now into four down mentality. There's less than 2 minutes left. They're at the 50-yard line, 50 yards to go. Wing T for Drake and the Bearcats. Handing us off to number five, Jason Kaufman. He has the first down by about a foot. Gain of six on the